It's jumping on people and biting and scratching them. We need help.
3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Tam and Andy. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Matt?
Hi.
Oh, typical for this time of morning. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Very tired.
It's like 4 a.m. here.
Might
as well be.
I drank a lot last night, so I'm doing okay.
I was up late, but I didn't drink. I was up very late.
What was the occasion?
I don't need
existing.
It was a Saturday.
Yeah, I don't need an occasion. I got drunk and played Battlefield.
Sounds like a fun Saturday night.
It was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't
have to do shit, so I had to work overtime earlier.
That's cool.
Yeah. So.
You didn't go to Anime NebraskaCon?
What's that?
It's an anime convention that's here in town.
What's that? What's anime?
Anime?
Yeah.
What's anime? It's the Moving Pictures. But it's actually drawn pictures.
Think Disney movies?
Think cartoons, but with more porn.
Disney
more,
movies.
More tentacles.
Disney movies, but they have really big eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, Beast-chan. Oh. Cinderella-chan.
I was at Stefan's house, and there was like 8 of us there from like 4 p.m. to midnight. And then I came home and I was here. I was up till like 4:30 in the morning.
What were you guys doing? Jerking each other off?
Yeah.
Nice.
It better have been the Ookie Cookie.
No, we played some sort of like. Tyler bought like the most weeaboo board game ever. And you win by making like the best sushi dish.
Cool.
That's awesome.
Speaking of which, he has become a parody of himself because he has an anime pigeon body pillow now.
Oh, no! Oh, well. He's married. He can do whatever the hell he wants now. That's the nice thing about being married. You're like, it's going to take a lot of legal paperwork for you to leave me so I can start doing what I want.
I can do the crazy things now.
Yeah.
We also played Werewolf, played Skrull.
Oh, my God. I fucking love Werewolf.
What did we do? We played Werewolf, played Skrull. Oh, we played Gang Beasts, too, on Steam.
What game?
Gang Beasts.
Yeah, like your model's a big floppy guy, like, and if you get touched, like,
You basically play as, like,
is it called Gang Beast?
Beasts. With an S, it's plural.
Like,
anyway, you play as like 4 like blobby guys, and you can wear different costumes, like a tire or a lucha mask or something like that. And you fight on like moving trucks or scaffolding, and you try and punch and throw each other off of these things. And the physics is like really extremely deliberate. You can move each individual limb,
and like as soon as you like, if you get touched. You just go into Ragdoll. It's Ragdoll over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, takes 8 seconds for you to stand up from the Ragdoll because each little individual party is moving.
Yeah.
Registers you as Ragdoll and still.
You can knock people out, but then you have to actually move your right arm down, your left arm down, hold both the bumpers so you can grab them, then hold Y to lift them over your head.
Oh, jeez.
Then get momentum and let go of the bumpers and Y.
It sounds like a hardcore quap. Or quap, or...
Yeah, kind of.
QWERTY?
It's
imagine quap. Smash Brothers, but it's those controls.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's also extremely unstable and likes to crash.
Kind of got a lot going on.
It is early access.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, what game that I was super interested in was that one where one person plays the baby and the other person plays the dad.
Oh, Who's Your Daddy?
Yeah, and you have to prevent the baby from dying. I haven't heard any more about that game. It looked awesome.
That looks super fun.
Yeah, that looked really fun.
I think that's all we played. I'm trying to think, did anything interesting happen besides Tyler's body pillow? Oh, when I got there, Stefan was in like the biggest dead heat Mortal Kombat match online. Him and this guy were playing first to 10, and it ended up with him winning 10 games to 9.
Dang.
Yeah, they were tied 9-9 going into the last game.
That's insane.
It was tight.
Tight.
I think that's all I have. I got Runza and the Fries were really playing. That's news.
I like Runza. There's a Runza right by my work, so it's really hard not to get Runza all the time.
I never get full off of Runza. That's my issue with them.
Seriously?
Yeah.
But do you get the Runzas, or what do you
No, get? I don't like the classic Runza. I always get a chicken sandwich and some French fries.
Chicken sandwich?
I wanted to go to Panda Express, but like we were playing games, and Runza was the closest, so I was like, well, I'll just make this quick. Everyone else went to like Mama's Pizza in three different trips. Austin showed up with like a meatball sub from Mama's Pizza, and then a little bit later, Tyler Tews goes and gets one, and then even a little bit later after that, Stefan and Tyler split a pizza from there. So it was a little uncoordinated because there's three separate trips to Mama's Pizza.
How's HeroClix?
I haven't played in a while.
Yeah?
It's HeroScape.
How's Hero...
Clickscape.
Clickscape. Netclick.
Yeah, we haven't played in a while. We were talking about playing last night, but we never got started.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. We played more quick games than one
long game. That's like my favorite thing about card games is just how like easy setup, very quick. You can get like a million of them done as opposed to something like Warhammer. You're like, oh my God, this literally is going to take 4 days to finish.
And when we were playing Werewolf, Tyler would not stop talking about the official rules and trying to add the Troublemaker card, and he wouldn't keep his eyes closed.
What an asshole. I know. Tyler, if you listen to this, fuck you. Play the game right.
Every time. It was like every time we closed our fucking eyes, Stefan would kind of do a couple things, and then he'd be like, Tyler, I swear to God, close your eyes. And every time, Tyler would be like, I thought you said open them. He's like, no.
Did you download the app?
No.
There's an app that runs you through everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. It sounds like Aaron Hansen is the app. Straight up. Really? Straight up. Wow. I'm not sure that's true, but it sounds just like his announcer voice.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, shit. I can already imagine what you're talking about. Huh. Yeah, it was interesting. We played with an anonymous voting system.
You played with an anonymous voting system so people don't get mad?
Yeah, well... The cool thing about, we eventually told people who we voted for. I mean, when the game was over, we were like, yeah, I voted for you. It's funny because you make your case, you know, we gave ourselves some time to deliberate on who should be lynched. And then we wrote on scrawl pads and handed them to the storyteller. And it was funny because people would make the case like, oh, it should be this person or that person, or we should abstain and we don't have any evidence. And then they'd vote for someone completely different.
Oh, you were playing real werewolf, like big werewolf. I thought you were talking about like One Night at Werewolf.
No. I don't. What's One Night at Werewolf?
So basically it's the same mafia rules, only you get a single vote. So you've got two werewolves and the rest of everybody is are townspeople's with roles.
Uh-huh.
And you go into the night phase, your cards all get shifted, and then you have to figure out who's who. And so,
oh, really?
As a werewolf, you could stay a werewolf, or as a werewolf, you could get trouble made. And then you're lobbying as a werewolf, trying to figure out who's who.
Is that how the Troublemaker card works with only one knight?
Yeah.
Okay, because Tyler couldn't make the case for how it works with multiple knights. Because we're like, okay, if you switch the werewolf and someone else and the werewolf dies, how does the person that doesn't know they're the werewolf keep the game going?
Right.
And that he could never make the case for that, so he never used it.
So, like, the The only version of Werewolf I've ever played is One Night.
Yeah.
Which if we hang out, I can bring it. It's super fun, but we gotta have more than three people.
Yeah.
We gotta have like a party, like eight people, and this game gets fucking crazy, dude.
That's about what we had. I think we had seven people for Werewolf.
Totally fuck.
I think we had eight people for a little bit. Austin and Leaper kind of came and left at the same time.
It straight up is Lie to Your Friends the game. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, so the anonymous voting was funny because I remember there was one round where we all agreed to abstain. We were like, let's just abstain. And then we handed them to Stefan, and Stefan started laughing. And he's like, no one got lynched, but it's not because nobody voted. He's like, it's a tie.
That's funny.
So, it was extremely funny. Alrighty. You want to get into gaming news, guys?
Yeah, dude, yeah. Let's do it.
I eat.
Ravioli, give me the gameioli.
Here we go!
This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Ravioli.
Turtle Rock Studios releases the final lost episode of Left 4 Dead.
Ooh.
Left 4 Dead was an addictive experience opponents released in 2008. The game eschewed a standard single-player campaign for something that merged co-op and competitive play together. Fans were upset with the quick turnaround Valve made for Left 4 Dead 2, but the company swore to support the original for as long as possible. A free DLC campaign on PC helped bridge the gap between the two games, but eventually the sequel overshadowed the former, with the entirety of the first game being ported to Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of that, the developer behind the original game, Turtle Rock Studios, has released what it dubs the lost episode for the original Left 4 Dead. This episode, entitled Damn It, explains how the survivors got from Dead Air to Blood Harvest, along with providing a few maps for survival mode.
That's pretty cool to support a game that old.
Yeah. I still say Left 4 Dead 1 was better than 2.
I think I had more fun on 1 than 2.
Two had a lot of stuff in it. I felt it got kind of convoluted.
I did like all the melee weapons in 2.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I also felt like 2 zombies were fucking relentless.
They were harder.
Like,
they were a lot harder.
There was like no moment to like think, okay, guys, we're coming up on the next room. Let's do this. It was just zombie, 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 zombie.
Yeah, 1 gave you...
You guys dead? No.
Yeah.
You guys dead now? Yeah.
Yeah, you got nice little breaks with 1.
Mm-hmm. It's just realistic, Matt. Do you think a zombie's going to wait for you to open the door?
No, but I don't think, like, every zombie apocalypse is, like, the middle of Beijing, where there's, like, a billion people.
Yeah, man, it just, like, especially the one when you're in that shopping mall and you got to fill up that NASCAR car. Oh, my God, I feel like it's, like, you get maybe, like, 10 seconds of space
between. Oh, look, I'm in the shopping mall where the entire population of Houston turned into zombies at the same time. All right, there is a new Overwatch character named Sombra.
Yeah.
Excited?
She looks sick, dude.
I see a lot of booping.
She boop. Did you watch the video?
I didn't, but I've seen a lot of boop memes.
Yeah. She booped somebody at the very end.
Yeah.
Boop.
Right on their nose.
So there's a new video about Sombra. Kind of shows her. It shows her true name finally, because apparently people had known for a little while someone was coming. So, so it shows she began her career by making use of social hacking, selling police information
really cool.
to Los Muertos, before going after larger targets. Eventually, she came up against a corporate entity with better security than she could handle, so she decided to give herself an upgrade.
Yeah, I know. Like, I know Overwatch is supposed to be really good. I just, for some odd reason, I'm like, I'm going to get that on PC.
The way that they are teasing this character is, like, in some of their promotional material, they would, like, in a single frame, hide her icon skull.
Oh,
and,
really?
Like, have, like, a flash. And, like, she was making up fake websites about Inverse Overwatch, and like the loading screen would like have Sombra / hacks hack.exe and like corrupted file download 87%, and then like every couple hours it would go up a little bit until the launch. Like, it was like embedded in the code of the website, and you had to go look for it. and like leaving like little messages in Spanish. Like it was sick. It was a very, very cool marketing.
And didn't they do that with another character that they released like music supposedly like made by him? I'm trying to think of the character.
His name's Lucio. If I didn't hear that, but I wasn't into the game like at that point. But
I believe I saw it on a Did You Know Gaming about Overwatch.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, great. Now I'm going to sneeze too.
Did You Know Gaming's a cool website?
Oh,
I like it.
Goodness, yes.
Boy.
It's very, very well put together set of fellas over there.
Overwatch is the fastest Blizzard game to reach the 20 million player mark.
Dude.
Dang.
This game's so sick. Like, straight up.
20 million players. I know. I
hate first-person shooters.
This
game's
been on
so
my
fun.
List. This game reminds me of Team Fortress 2 a little bit.
Yes.
And I didn't like Team Fortress 2.
You did not?
No.
I liked the original incantation of Team Fortress 2 before they made it free-to-play. Before the free-to-play, that game was amazing.
Yeah.
I played a shitload of it.
I have not played it since the free-to-play.
Oh, it's horrible.
Where
it's
everyone atrocious. Is wearing like 18 hats.
Yeah, it's atrocious.
Like, it's definitely got like some skill. Like, you get some baddies on there just because like... There are bad people playing games, but like the game's tough. It's fun.
Yeah.
I'm not good at first person shooters, like I said, and anytime I ever play a first person shooter, it's purely for story driven purposes. Mm-hmm. Like I've never owned Xbox Live or PlayStation Plus. So I've never like played a Halo
game
online.
Actually like experienced real gaming.
Yeah. correct. Like I was always sitting in my Wii. Playing Brawl, like this says online, but
this
no
is fun.
This is nice.
Wow, level 9 computers. Let's go. This is just like facing a real person. But no, this, like, I come home every day and I play at least 4 matches of Overwatch, then jerk off to Tracer Butt and then go home. I don't know why I'm not already home.
Yeah, you go home to the bathroom to clean yourself.
I don't even play Overwatch and I do that. Same thing with Widowmaker.
Yeah.
I'm making this really real now. I don't actually masturbate to Tracer or Widowmaker, but I would.
I'm making
He's
this
winking,
really
everybody.
Real
given
He's
the
winking.
Opportunity. Like, I don't have the opportunity.
Yeah.
I just keep going in circles. I do. I don't. I do. I don't.
Yeah, but I really do.
I don't. I don't.
Not the real wink.
Okay, so... The Windows Store version of Call of Duty Infinite Warfare will not support cross-play between the Steam or retail version of the game. This also affects Modern Warfare Remastered.
That's dumb as fuck.
Now, according to Microsoft, this problem falls entirely on Activision. Microsoft allows the possibility of cross-play of Windows Store app and... What the fuck? There's so many acronyms here. Cross-play with the Windows app, which is UWP... And CD Projekt Red, upcoming Gwent even, has the feature.
So Christ. A card game has the feature.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a card game. It's like, oh, thank it's God. Witcher 3's Hearthstone.
Thank God you let me
know.
Anyway, so they're saying they do support crossplay, and it's Activision.
I wonder if like the elitists are going to go for this version so they can only play with themselves. Like that's how the masters play.
Yeah, go to the Windows Store version because fewer people have it.
The right. Fucking PlayStation version, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I really honestly just want Modern Warfare Remastered. I'm just holding out for that to be sold separately because I don't care about Infinite Warfare, but I want that remaster. Apparently, there's new levels in it too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, like they took more levels from the story and made multiplayer out of them.
Cool.
I was like, oh, fuck yes.
Pokemon Go continues its drip-fed update pace with egg balancing. Oh. I wanted to read that headline because I like how that is. Drip-fed.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck does that mean?
The updates are very just...
They're very slow. Yeah. They're drips.
Ah.
Pokemon Go saw a renewed interest when the Halloween update came.
Hell yeah, dude.
I caught some ghosts.
Oh, God. I caught so many Ghastlies. And I caught a Gengar.
It's poopy. Yeah. Nice. I caught a Haunter.
Nice.
Yeah. Niantic is going to come out with daily bonuses.
Oh.
So, the daily bonuses are things like Catching a Pokemon every day will earn the following bonus: 500 XP and 600 Stardust. So that's just for catching one Pokemon every day.
Ooh, I could do that. Just catch a Pidgey and then close it.
Catching a Pokemon every day for 7 straight days will earn a larger bonus of 2,000 XP and 2,400 Stardust.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, this is a way to get somebody to keep playing.
Visiting a Pokestop and spinning the disc every day will earn the following bonus: 500 XP and a number of additional items. Ooh. Visiting a Pokestop every day for 7 days straight will earn the following larger bonus: 2,000 XP and a greater number of additional items.
Ooh, a greater number of additional items.
Ooh, I like these. I like this update.
This is a good idea.
Still no Pokemon tracking system, so no fucking steps.
I wonder if they can't figure it out.
Well, obviously it's some sort of situation like that, because they were saying it was coming back, and it's not back.
I wish they made the iPhone one where it used the pedometer in the iPhone, because that would be so good for steps.
I mean, except for, like, you just shake that shit and people break the game. And you know, Nintendo's all about not cheating.
They can do that for the Android one, too, because Androids also have pedometers.
I just don't know how many Androids.
If they don't have a pedometer, then they have an accelerometer, which might as well be the same thing. So there's more coming to that. Some tweaks to spawns and eggs. Most notably, commons have been removed from 10K eggs.
Oh, nice.
So you won't be putting in a ton of work to get your 100th Eevee.
Nice.
Spawn locations have changed, and people are reporting they're finding more interesting creatures post-Halloween update.
Oh.
Ooh.
I did find a Parasect. That was cool.
Dude. What level are you guys?
18.
You don't know. I'm like 16 or 17. It's been a slow grind for Tam.
Scrib.
Sitting here just walking a Scyther.
Scrib.
Hanging out.
Walking a Scyther. I'm walking a Magikarp.
Like walking my buddies.
All right, guys. That'll do it for gaming news. Let's move on to technology.
From analog to digital to repulsor ray. Tech so new, Tony Stark would be proud. Here comes technology news on 3Hit
Combo. I am 18.
This is the Tam cast. I got two drops.
Ooh. All right. So this is more of a... this is kind of newsy, but it's about animals, so I'm going to consider it science.
Okay.
Did you see the cucked penguin fighting back?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
Oh my god, it's amazing.
There's a video going around of a penguin coming back to his home. And his wife's with another penguin, homewrecker penguin.
And they get into a fight.
And the sounds are pretty intense.
And I mean, like, it's a fight. It's graphic.
Yeah, there's blood.
Yeah. The cucked penguin fights back.
And, like, the video said, like, most birds' that wings are hollow inside so they can fly. Well, penguins are all solid, so I guess it's like getting hit with bats. And they can do like 8 slaps a second or something.
Holy
when they're
shit.
Fighting. Yeah, so these fucking penguins are just going at it.
It's That's pretty amazing. Awesome.
It's funny.
All right, guys.
On Reddit, I follow a board called Caught Cheating, because just people getting caught doing dumb shit is like so satisfying to me. And that was the top thing, was the penguin. It was like hardcore.
That's so
hardcore
funny.
Caught cheating. And I was like, penguins, I'll watch you.
On November 14th, we're getting the super moon of a lifetime.
What?
The moon is going to look the biggest. It's going to be the closest full moon since 1948. We won't get another one until 2034. So lifetime is a big stretch if we're getting it again in 2034.
Yeah, I'll still be alive.
Hopefully, you'd be in your 40s.
We'll see. We'll see. I'm not throwing anything out. Maybe Camilla will just get sick of my shit.
The reason the moon appears to shrink and grow in the sky is that the orbit is not a perfect circle, but rather a modest ellipse. As the moon swings between its closest point and its furthest point from the, in its distance from the Earth, it can switch, or it can vary by approximately 30,000 miles.
Oh.
Nothing.
This translates to a size variation comparable between a nickel and a quarter. Yeah, this guy filled a nickel and a quarter.
All right.
Oh.
So the moon's going to look huge.
Cool. What day? November?
November 14th.
14th. Sweet.
Mark it on your calendars, nerds. Unless you're hearing this afterwards, then
Tam's gonna
why
go
are you not
Tam's
listening
gonna go
to our
outside
content
and
earlier?
Beat up anyone who's looking at the moon. Fucking nerds.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait till 2034 now.
Right.
If you're listening to this after the 14th of November 2016, nerds!
And listen to our content a little sooner. Maybe you'll get some cool information about Overwatch and Penguin cheating.
Dude, it's insane.
The relevant news of today.
Penguins cheating.
A dreaded superbug has officially arrived in the United States. So,
superbug.
Like a cold or like an actual bug?
It's a fungus.
Okay, thank God.
So I want to let everyone know that everything is bad and you will die.
Thank God. Unless you're listening to this content super late, in which case the zombie apocalypse already happened and everyone's dead.
The U.S. Center for Disease Control released a report in which it identifies over a dozen cases of a deadly antibiotic-resistant fungus. I'm no doctor.
But?
But wouldn't funguses be antibiotic resistant because they're not...
Biotic?
Yeah. They're not bacteria.
Oh.
I'm not a doctor.
I have no idea.
Obviously, if it's in the... Well, I don't know. It's Gizmodo. This could be in here and they don't know shit.
I'm less of a doctor than you are, so...
It's the first time the super strain has been found in the U.S., and disturbingly, four of the first seven patients infected with it have died.
Where are the patients?
I'm trying to see. New York, Illinois, Maryland, and New Jersey.
Oh, I don't care. That's not Nebraska. Who gives a shit then?
Scientists have known about the fungus since 2009 when it was first identified from the ear canal discharge of a patient in Japan.
That's gross.
Since then, infections have been reported in several other countries, including South Africa, the United Kingdom, India, and others.
Yeah.
The fungus has made its way to the United States, and it's likely been lurking in the country since 2013. Oh, was that a statement? Did I make a big statement calling the U.S. a company?
Yeah.
Illuminati confirmed.
Oh, God, I love whenever the Illuminati anything pops up. I'm like, ah!
Hi, I'm from the government. We're going to have to shut this podcast down.
We hit everything right on the ball, like the nose. We're like, oh.
The fungus, called Candida auris, causes a nasty and often fatal infection that's typically treated with a class of antifungal drugs.
Hey, not antibacterial. I mean,
yeah. Did you say antibicurious?
No. Is this something you want to tell us, buddy?
I'm anti-bicurious.
You're anti-bicurious?
Yeah, sorry.
Everyone must be bicurious. that's the political stance I take.
It's just a phase.
If you're not fucking pussy and sucking dick, you're wrong.
All right. So, Superbug is in the United States and everything is bad and you will die.
Things are gonna happen.
A simple adapter lets you carry the iPhone 7's headphone dongle on your keychain.
Is it just cutting the end off of a headphone jack?
Basically.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Yep. You get a little headphone jack, keep it on your keychain, plug that thing in. You know what I've seen recently is accessories for the AirPods.
Oh, yeah, the strings.
That puts a string along the AirPods.
So you don't lose them. No. And it's a legit product, too.
Which I believe people...
And it's all done up in, like, Apple advertising,
no,
too. Like, they don't make it, but, like, it's all done up where it's, like, black, crisp black and white, and it's got, like, the string attached to the headphones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fucking thing.
I'll be honest. I feel like Apple's fucking up with this whole headphone jack.
They're putting a lot of money on dongles all of a sudden, because the new Mac.
I put a lot of money on dongles.
Just dongs. Because the new MacBooks, you have to have like two or three cords with you at all time to use it.
Weird.
Yeah. So I was like, well, that's fucking stupid.
Well, they're making the MacBooks thinner. Because everyone needs a really thin laptop. Because apparently a bunch of weak people are carrying around laptops.
I get exhausted from carrying this.
My laptop's 8 pounds.
We're pulling all the guts out, but we still need the guts in there. So you're just going to have to hold it outside the computer.
It's like a computer on life support. You're like holding the guts outside of it. Like, you're okay. You're okay.
I'm going to fix you.
You have to plug in the heart. Everything's just an external enclosure that you plug into the laptop.
Where's the fan? We gotta put the fan on it.
It's running a fever.
It's got fungus dripping out its ears.
Well, Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer are apparently not BFFs anymore.
What?
It's all thanks to smartphones.
What?
In a recent interview with Bloomberg TV, Ballmer expanded on his relationship with colleague and Microsoft co-founder Gates, explaining the two have drifted apart.
No.
Oh, no.
The reason? Smartphones. He said, quote, there was a fundamental disagreement about how important it was going to be in the hardware business. Ballmer said, I had pushed Surface, the board had been a little reluctant in supporting it, and then things came to a climax around what to do about the phone business.
Huh. Well, that's crazy. They've been like buddies forever.
They've drifted apart.
No.
They've drifted apart. Steve Ballmer, are you Bill Gates?
Developers! That's my favorite Steve Ballmer thing. Being all fucking sweaty and his developers.
Yeah. Honestly, this is only interesting because Steve Ballmer's involved.
Yeah.
Steve Ballmer's just so fucking
crazy, dude.
Just, hey, a chance to bring up Steve Ballmer. That guy's a nut job.
Hey. For all the idiots out there, developers, the fucking nerds, developers. Who doesn't know who Steve Balming Fluid is, who's that?
He is a co-founder of Microsoft.
Okay.
And I think at the time, since Bill Gates retired, I think he's the CEO.
He was the CEO for 14 years.
Huh.
He also owns the Los Angeles Clippers now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. So he's all sweaty and yelling at Clippers games now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
Another silly question. Who is Steve Gates?
Steve Gates? he's Bill Gates' less successful brother.
Oh, yeah.
Bill tried to get him a job, but he kind of blew it. And Bill's like, you know what? I don't have to live his life, too. All right.
Steve Gates works at the Wendy's down the street.
Yeah.
I think I've got this. I hope the volume's not, like, ridiculously loud. I haven't even tried playing
the developers.
Video.
Developers, developers, developers,
this
developers.
Steve Ballmer
developers,
and he's sweaty.
He's just on stage, just sweating and just.
This was for Windows 98?
Yeah. Dude, the remix song is so good.
I love clapping into a microphone. It's one of my favorite cringy sounds.
Developers, 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 developers.
But yeah, he just walks up on stage and just repeats developers for like a minute.
It's crazy. All right, guys, let's move on to news here.
From all around the world.
Oh, Philip, great Odin's Raven.
And Florida.
It's so damn hot.
This is news.
A squirrel injures several people in an angry rampage at a Florida senior center.
Ah, Florida.
A squirrel went wild at a Florida senior center on Thursday afternoon, injuring three people and prompting an unusual 911 call. We had a squirrel that entered our building, and it's in our activity room. The caller said in audio posted by WFTV. It's jumping on people and biting and scratching them. We need help. It's not clear how the squirrel got in. The creature began its attack on people outside. It latched onto one person, then was thrown into the facility where it continued
Holy
its rampage.
Shit.
Sounds pretty,
So that squirrel didn't know what the hell was going on.
What dementia-filled moron threw a squirrel inside?
You just answered your own question.
I bet it was like a movie where like they didn't mean to. It was like attached to his hand, and he was like, and then
swinging
like
it around,
flung it, and it like soared through a slightly open window.
Several voices could be heard in the background as the caller asked 911 dispatcher for help. Quote, I feel lightheaded. I don't feel good.
Squirrel's gonna fuck us up.
They got people. It's still in there. It's still in there. People are bleeding.
Oh my god.
Nobody just stepped on this little fucker.
I bet they had to kill that squirrel to do rabies tests.
All three squirrel attack victims were released from the hospital and are doing well. I almost said and are not doing well.
The squirrel killed them.
It does not know what happened to the squirrel, but Andy's probably right. You would hope they killed it for a rabies test.
Yeah. Especially if it's biting that much.
Do you, as a moral decision, do you use your rabies vaccine on the old people?
What an interesting topic. I think yes.
I found out
because the last word you said, around, the fact that they're people.
That's a good one, Tech.
No problem. Dosage or the whole treatment for one round for one person of rabies vaccinations, like $10,000.
Yeah, rabies vaccinations are no joke.
Yeah, they're super expensive. But they're, you know, kind of a necessity if you have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if the animal gets away, you usually just have to take them.
Yeah, you just have to get them.
That's $10,000. And I guess, like, you have to fight with insurance a lot.
What the fuck?
Which is ridiculous because if you start showing symptoms of rabies, you're fucked. It's 100% fatal.
Yeah, like, so you basically have, if you get bit and the animal gets
you,
away.
Yeah, you have,
like,
to go.
You're like, well, fuck.
Apparently, what you go get is like a vaccine, which you would think you would get before you get bit with rabies, but apparently it incubates for like a month. So if you get bit, you can go get the vaccine and then you're fine.
How do we wipe out rabies? This is the cause. Because there's no way that I'm going to go play with
a kind of cool article.
Kill all animals.
Kill all the animals.
Yeah, they were like somewhere in Wyoming or Montana. They were using drones to drop like rabies things. Do we cover it?
We covered that, but I don't think it was rabies.
Was it?
Yeah. They were dropping M&Ms with vaccines on them.
Yeah.
For ferrets.
Yeah, because ferrets are fucking awesome. They're my favorite animal.
Ferrets are like stinky cats.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
What do we got here?
I've never not met a not stinky ferret. Every time I'm like, damn, it's a stinky ferret.
So like every time I've owned two ferrets, their cages stink. It's just like a litter box, and that's the home. But if you like just wash them, like it's not terrible. Like you just gotta wash them like peoples. Like I
like
stink.
Peoples.
What's wrong with me?
It was for a plague that was affecting ferrets.
Oh, okay.
I want a ferret so bad.
It's a Sylvatic plague, a flea-borne disease that spreads from rats, which might as well be a damn ferret.
They're just long Chinese rats, like Chinese dragons.
Chinese rats.
Chinese rats. Long and slender, and they sneak under door frames. And steal my socks.
They're made of water.
Really fucking like Cheerios.
I didn't think I used this story because I thought the story was stupid. But I guess I did, so let's do it.
Yeah, let's read it.
I guess this is what 4 in the morning Matt thinks is cool. So I do this before I go to bed. A note on a napkin inside someone's car says that a thief broke in only to steal a Kit Kat.
Oh, the ending of that story, the actual ending of that story is not too bad.
The fact that there's a note for a Kit Kat.
Yeah, because then he posted it on the internet, and then Nestle execs found it and filled his car with, like, thousands of Kit Kat bars.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I don't even see that here.
Yeah. Type in a Kit Kat bar on, like, Google. Kit Kat bar.
Car. Kit Kat bar.
Kit Kat. Just Kit Kat bar. Press images and you'll find it. I'm sure you won't find just a shit ton of Kit Kat bars. Wait, isn't that the goal? Aren't we looking for a shit ton of Kit Kat bars?
Oh, you're right.
That's the outcome. Update!
Damn, we don't have that anymore.
No!
Update!
Update. I'm part of the Zeitgeist.
Yeah, he posted it online. Nestle exec saw it and then filled his car with like a couple thousand Kit Kat bars.
He's going to get robbed again. This time there's going to be a note on like a bigger napkin.
Hey, we just took your car.
Yeah.
Hey, we...
Hey, I saw more Kit Kats in your car. And
hey, I was hungry, and I took a...
This one's going to need a longer explanation, so this took two napkins.
All your laptops.
Paper towel instead of a napkin.
Tell tell Microsoft to give you a bunch of more laptops. We'll split the profits.
You know what? I hate to be that guy, but this is like, this would be extremely easy to fake up and get a bunch of free Kit Kats.
Yeah.
Just write yourself a note on a napkin.
Yeah.
I'm about to do it with iPhones.
Oh, man. Oh, God, that's good.
Dude, did you see the article about, and I don't know, China, maybe? Japan? Some chick.
China.
Some chick had 20 boyfriends.
Yes.
And then bought her all iPhones, and then she sold them for a house.
Yes. That's really awesome.
I was like, fuck yeah.
She has to live somewhere. She has to live somewhere where 20 iPhones equals one house.
I know. It's not America.
China.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find it.
Because 20 Either iPhones way, definitely doesn't equal one house.
Even
here.
If she doesn't live in America,
equals quite a bit of rent.
She's an American. Straight up.
That's
that was a business decision.
Capitalism at its
right,
finest.
At
right
its
there.
Finest.
Capitalizing on the thirstiness of men.
Damn right. I know I'm out on iPhone.
NBA star Metal World Peace. Yeah, that's Chinese. His name. China. Yes, his name is Meta World Peace. For people that don't know, he used to be named Ron Artest. He was that guy like 10 years ago that jumped into the stands and punched a fan.
Didn't he throw a chair too at a fan or in the same thing?
I don't think he did.
No. Okay.
He claims that ghosts touched him inappropriately.
Yes.
He told the Orange County Register he had an encounter that might have been described as astral assault.
Astral assault.
He said, the ghosts were all over me. I just accepted it. They touched me all over the place. I'm taking one of the ghosts to court for touching me in the wrong places.
I hope this ghost shows up for court.
Despite the cheeky quote, World Peace insists he was serious. Then he explains why he didn't run away. He said, I was watching a good movie and I was tired. I didn't want to move. He said he was watching the George Clooney flick, Money Monster.
Ooh. I remember that last time I got raped by a bunch of ghosts watching Money Monster.
I was watching Wolf of Wall Street.
It's bound to happen. It's probably the way he was dressed, to be honest. If he didn't want to get sexually assaulted by a bunch of ghosts, he wouldn't have dressed that way.
He shouldn't have dressed like that.
Oh. No, I'm not awing at that. I'm awing at this horrible quote from the hotel he was staying at.
Oh, please.
Oh, sweet.
So he was staying at the Skirvin. Get ready for this. Get ready for this. At the Skirvin, the only confirmed spirit we have here is the positive spirit of hospitality. In fact, we just celebrated our 105th anniversary and completed a 4.3 renovation. That's all it says, 4.3 renovation. It doesn't say million, billion, thousand.
4.3 star.
4.3. So that could very easily be $4.30.
That'd be so funny. We got new napkins.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, that's so good.
And that fucking kills me. That
hey, I
got
a.
That I would feel like quitting.
I got slapped in the face by the good spirit. Fuck, I forgot what you even fucking said.
The positive spirit of hospitality?
Yes, that guy. What an asshole.
How do they know the name for my dick?
The positive spirit of hospitality.
That is a great dick name.
Positive spirit of hospitality?
All right, I'm sure we've already talked about this. What's your guys' dick's names?
I haven't named my dick because I'm not a nerd.
Fine then. I'll talk to a real man, Andy.
Mjolnorn?
Mjolnir?
Mjolnir?
That's cool.
I knew his dick name. He didn't.
I don't know how to pronounce my dick's name.
That's because you're Thor. You're the only one who can lift it. No one else is worthy.
It sucks peeing. I have to stand directly over the toilet. Like, yeah. I can't lift it. I basically sit.
Never been caught in the fly, though.
Yeah.
Pluses.
Don't lay on the ground, Andy. You won't be able to get up.
I'm like a turtle on my back. Just, no!
That was one of my favorite Avengers 2 quotes. Was the hammer.
That scene was pretty good.
Oh, no, at the very end, whenever, spoilers for this movie 4 years ago, or whenever it was, when
it was
Vision,
a while ago. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Vision picks
it
up, and the, Tony and Steve are talking to Thor. He's like, He's a machine. It's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah, he's not.
The elevator's not worthy. An elevator can lift a hammer.
Oh, yeah. I love that, too.
That was funny, though. I loved it. Just nonchalant. Like, use your hammer.
Let's fucking go.
Is the elevator worthy?
Yeah. That's great logic.
Alrighty, guys. That will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. We are going to end on ghost groping. So as remember, you can find us on Facebook.
Did you check the email?
Facebook.com.
I actually sent a news article.
You know what? I did check the email like the day you sent it. Hold on. We are not done with this episode.
Update!
To the podcast itself.
Another Florida story.
Yay!
To be fair, it was a Florida man on a Colorado ranch.
But nonetheless, Florida.
Florida man? What's he doing?
He just travels. They can travel.
A 36-year-old Tallahassee man on vacation in Colorado has been caught by the owner of a dude ranch engaging in intercourse with a horse.
Pitching or catching?
I think it's what he says about the horses. I was like, yes, this article's great.
Yeah. So the owner here said, I shouted out at him, get out there and get your clothes on. After he was decent, I asked him what the heck he was doing. He looked me in the eye and said, I couldn't help it. She seduced me when I was riding her today. I just had to have her.
Oh my fucking God, dude.
Okay, so one, horses are kind of tall, dude. How do you, like, I just don't know.
Was he pigeon or
Andy,
catching?
You stand on a, it's a female horse, so he's pigeon.
Are you assuming that horse...
Are you assuming horse genders?
Hey, he called it she.
He could have assumed too.
And Andy, I'm going to guess that you stand on a stool.
There you go.
But he's out there doing it like illegally. Or he knows he's...
Well, who's out there doing it legally?
How old was this horse? Was this horse old enough to get...
How old the horse was.
Fucked by Florida man?
No, animals are not capable of giving consent.
What?
Oh, God.
What
triggered!
What if an animal was?
Just... It nodded.
Like if...
Oh, I love this quote. The owner of the horse said, it's just sick and depraved. I don't know if this kind of thing is tolerated in Florida, but it's just not right. Yeah, it's tolerated in Florida. They have sex with horses all the time there.
I mean, not on the horse's willing, but it's just
like,
Florida.
If there was a dog that was as smart as a person and it wanted to take you to Bone Town, would you do it?
No.
Like, they're totally cool with it. It's not a dog.
Talking about a dog.
Literally any other animal.
It doesn't really matter if it's any animal because I'm not sexually attracted to animals.
Yeah.
Right.
So even if they were like totally down and they were like, my parents are in.
They got a couple wine coolers.
Hey, I've got hot pockets and wine coolers. You want to come over?
I'm a brown bear. You want to have sex?
God. And then he turned out as like a 46-year-old man. You're like, oh, it was a bear, not a brown bear. Mistakes were made.
I'd fuck a panda.
I'd do that to save its race.
Right. Little Tamdas running around.
Pandas.
Jesus Christ. All right, so that will do it for this episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Search for us on YouTube, 3hitcombopodcast. Email us your nudes, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. We will defend them.
So hard.
With our lives.
So, for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out.